This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to District Baseball. You can follow us on Twitter at DistrictBSB. You can follow us on TikTok and on YouTube at District Baseball. You can follow me on Twitter at Reverse with two R's, two S's. And today is just me in another solo cast. Nick is still busy coaching and won't be here today, although he won his district championship. So congrats to Nick. He's prepping for regionals now. So hopefully he'll be back soon. But in the meantime, I got you. And we're going to be hopping into a rather short episode because, quite frankly, I tried to record this already and it just became a lot of rambling and a lot of ranting and it just didn't play for very good radio. So we're going to try and keep it a little bit more brief because it just wasn't a good week of baseball for the Nats, and I don't want to be just sitting here sulking about it for like an hour, you know? First off, let's recap what happened. It was a bad week. No sugarcoating it. 1-5 this week. Lost series to the White Sox and the Phillies. Now, the Phillies series, I mean, they didn't hit much. And finally today, the Phillies really jumped on our pitching. But you know, you kind of expect the Phillies to come out and beat us. They're the best team in baseball right now. They're better than Nats, although I would have liked to take one. The bigger issue was the series against the White Sox, where the team looked completely dead. Their plate approach, this isn't just this week, but their plate approach in that series, It's not going to provide winning baseball to swing at every pitch you see, you know? So they got shut out twice in a row by the White Sox. Shut out by the White Sox. Every time I say that, it burns my tongue to say that. But yeah, it happened. Eric Fetty pitched against the Nats in that series and absolutely shoved Seven Shutty in that second game. And then, you know, they had a doubleheader in there. They lost a game during that doubleheader, and that'll happen. Doubleheaders are hard. You're playing a professional baseball team twice in a row. They're probably going to take one from you. That's just kind of how it works. It's hard to sweep doubleheaders. But then you come out and you get shut out again 2-0 on that Wednesday getaway, and that's a problem because then you have to go into Philly knowing that you just let an easy series win go. Everybody's been beating up on the White Sox this year. Not us. And it was bad. They didn't hit, and they didn't hit against some pitchers that aren't really good. I mean, Fetty's been pretty good. Chris Flexen, he's not good, and the Nats did not hit against him very well. And Garrett Crochet, he's been good. I will admit he's been good. But it's more of an approach issue than anything. They don't take pitches. They don't know when it's the right time to swing. It seems like whenever a batter gets into an advantageous count, they're gonna swing. Like, it doesn't matter where the next pitch is, it's going to be a swing, and that's like, you need to be selective. Like, I feel like they've been told to be aggressive and that's it. There's no guidelines about what pitches to swing at. It's just like, go up there and swing. We're going to go up there and put the ball in play as quickly as possible. And, like, that's just not going to work. It's not going to translate to winning baseball. And it hasn't this past week. And it hasn't the past few weeks. They really haven't played well offensively, especially. Pitching has been pretty good this year. And this last week, solid, but probably one of their worst weeks. But then again, you're playing the Phillies, whatever. The offense is a legitimate issue. I don't care if we were five games over 500. We're 29th ranked offense in baseball. That's not getting it done. They're 29th in homers. They're like 25th in runs or something like that. So when you're not scoring, eventually there's nothing you can do about it. Like you can pitch as good as you want. You're still going to lose 1-0. So a change needs to be made with the offense. We've been kind of beating on the Joey Meneses drum for a while, and like it's still we have to mention it. Like the dude is just not performing, and he's gotten way more leeway than anyone else would get or has gotten. It seems like a month and a half stretch in 2022 is being valued in the same way a full season and now a half of almost a half of poor or mediocre play. You have a large sample size of that over here, and then you got your small sample size of him being good. I tend to agree with the larger sample size most of the time, and I'm agreeing with it here. He needs to go. He needs to go down. If you really think he's a part of the future, send him down to fix his swing. That's how you can say it. You just say he needs to fix his swing. He needs to fix his offense, and then we can call him back up. And maybe you never do, but like, if you want to give him the sugar coating, then give it to him. Like, but we got to do something here with this guy. Because he can't hit third or fourth anymore. It's not sustainable. You can't put that out there and expect fans to show up, and they're not showing up. I mean, our attendance is okay, but it's gonna get worse if you don't start. If you keep putting this product out in the field, people aren't gonna show up. Now, we were just over 500, so it might seem like I'm dooming a little bit. I'm not. I promise. They did play well, but mostly it's come down to the pitching. Offensively, even in the last series that we've won, I mean, I think the last series we won was that Blue Jays series, which we did play pretty well offensively in that series, to be fair. Yeah, that's the last series we won, and we did hit in that series. But other than that, we didn't hit against the Rangers. We didn't really hit against the Orioles until the extra innings of the second game. We definitely didn't hit against Boston, and we certainly did not hit this week against the White Sox or the Phillies. This is the 29th ranked offense in baseball. It's just not going to get it done. And the more infuriating part of it is that there's options. There are solutions to this issue. Maybe not solutions, but there's at least attempted solutions. Because you've got a guy in AAA who's ready to go. James Wood's ready. Guys, we've been saying it. He's ready to go. He just is. He's hitting so well. He just won Minor League Player of the Week. He is bored. He's hitting so well. Like, he gives you a better opportunity to win. And that's the name of the game. You're supposed to put the best team on the field to win. I know that there's other factors. I know that there's context surrounding things. But if you're looking at it from a black and white perspective, let's win. Put the best team on the field. And they're not doing that right now. They've got a better team. There was a game this week with one of the worst lineups you will ever see. I'm going to go find it. Because not only was it a bad lineup in MLB, the AAA roster might have been just as good, if not better, than this lineup. I'm going to go find it. I'm sorry. Bear with me. Bad radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here it is. Here's the lineup from Wednesday against the White Sox. This lineup got shut out, believe it or not. Jacob Young, Nick Senzel, Ildemaro Vargas, Joey Meneses, K-Bear Ruiz, Riley Adams, Trey Lipscomb, Victor Robles, Nassim Nunez. The Rochester lineup that day may have been just as good, if not better. Darren Baker, Alex Call, James Wood, Joey Gallo, Drew Melas, Juan Yepes, Stone Garrett, Jack Dunn, Eric Mejia. Genuinely, I don't know which one is better. And that's a problem. You shouldn't have a better AAA team than an MLB team at any point. Like, at any point in history. I don't care about service time manipulating. Like, that is not something that is okay to me, I personally. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but like, I feel like if I'm paying major league prices, I should go see a major league team. I shouldn't be seeing a AAA team. And that's essentially what you got. And yeah, it didn't go well, believe it or not, that day. But the offense is a problem. It's a problem. As soon as CJ kind of went into his slump, that basically, we were relying essentially on one guy to be like the best hitter in the league for a while. And you can't sustain that. You got to have other guys step up when some guys go in a slump. That's how the game is. Nats don't have that. If CJ's not going, this team's not going. And that's not good. You'd like it to be when CJ's not going, you have someone step up and take over for a little while he slumps. And then when he comes out of his slump, maybe the other guys can get a break. That's how the best teams do it. Not every single player is always playing at their best all the time. But you have other pieces to help supplement that. When your superstar has a bad week, you have a guy that can hit 30 home runs and has like a 3-homer week to help your team win. That's kind of how it is, but the Nats don't have that right now. It's just a lack of depth. We're beating a dead horse with the lack of depth thing, but it really shows up when your star is not being your star. And you can't expect CJ to have 1,000 OPS as a 20, how old is he, 24? Maybe 23? I can't even remember now. He's so young. Like, you can't expect that to last all season from such a young player. And it's not, and it hasn't. And now that it hasn't, you're seeing the overall offensive numbers for the whole team come down. And there are solutions. James Wood's ready to go, like I said. So there's things that can be done here. That's why it's frustrating as a fan. It's not as though James Wood is OPSing 600 or something and we're just like trying to force something that isn't there. He's ready. Like, I don't know what else you really need to see. And you know, there's other, like Juan Yepes, for example, although I will check his updated numbers to make sure I'm not crazy. He's slumping. Okay, well, that's a bummer. I was going to say, but either way, I still don't know if he's a downgrade from Meneses right now. This team definitely struggles to get first basemen to develop properly, though. That's never been a strong suit, as development in general isn't really their strong suit either. But what I will say throughout all this, one positive, the pitching has been very, very good this year. Very, very good. Like, way better than they were supposed to be. And even during the rough stretch, they still pitched pretty well. Today, we got lit up a little bit. But other than that, no big, big numbers. The Orioles scored 7, but that game went to the 12th inning, and I believe they scored like 3 or 4 of those runs in extra innings where you get the free base runner. I don't even count those as real runs allowed. So the pitching has been good. Like, but if you have any lapse in pitching right now, the offense, the way the offense is hitting, there's just no chance you're going to win. And that kind of happened this week, but realistically, it was more just the offense was so bad that they couldn't. They had some solid outings. Like, I mean, they held the Phillies to 4 runs in 2 straight games. The Phillies having 4 runs or less is like crazy, and they didn't win either of those. So, you know, you're just worried that the pitching is going to fall apart eventually, and or at least regress a little bit. I think they have to at some point. And then you're just stuck with this horrible offense. So it's getting it was a little rough this week. We have to see. It's not getting in much easier in terms of scheduling either. It's tough games coming up. Twins, Mariners, Braves, Guardians. Yikes. It could be a rough stretch. We got to wait and see. Now, we said that when we were going into our West Coast road trip at the very beginning of the year, and they ended up proving us wrong. So maybe they could do it again. And then I can be made to look like an idiot and eat it. But I kind of, I'm thinking this is going to be a rough stretch. This is going to be a rough stretch. I think by the time this comes out, the first game of that stretch will have already been completed against the Twins. Let me check the matchup here. Because I'll go ahead and predict it. Why not? Why not? Might as well give my thoughts. All right, Pablo Lopez against Mitchell Parker. Yeah, this team's not very good against Pablo Lopez. We kind of lost that when Juan Soto left. Yeesh. All right. Well, the Twins are also on like a 5-game losing streak, so maybe we'll have a chance to win a game that series, but I'm not thinking we're going to win on Monday, so maybe I'm wrong. We'll see, but I'm going to predict a loss on Monday. I'll predict Mitchell Parker goes 5 innings, gives up 2 earned, and the Twins win 3-1. That's my guess. But that is going to end this episode. Like I said, didn't want to go too long ranting about bad things because, you know, you just kind of get stuck into a negative outlook. Hopefully they can turn this around and we can be back next week with a much more positive episode. But at the end of the day, we got to monitor this stuff. So that's kind of how it went this week. It wasn't good. Let's try and reset and have a better approach this week. They've got to start putting together better at-bats. Like, that is the biggest problem. It's not even the fact that they're not getting hits or they're not hitting for power. It's that every at-bat is just over immediately. Hate it. It's my least favorite part of this team's hitting philosophy. It's got to change this week if they want to have any chance of taking games from the Twins, and especially the Mariners, who are really hard to hit against already. So got to have a good approach. But that is it. I will see you guys in the next episode next week. Hopefully Nick will be back for that one. But in the meantime, check out all the links in the description. Check us out everywhere. Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff. And we will see you in the next episode. And in the meantime, let's go Nats.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.